over cassettes and still blow away your whole set. So the way I see it, you no threat to me. So taking you out will prove to be no sweat to me. It hit up like a sledgehammer, a la Misery. And the rest, as they say, is history. There you have it, seven MCs laid to rest.
But wait. This number eight.
Little in the city, really much like myself, was aspiring to touch the higher reaches of wealth. Self-propelled by the propaganda of the MCs, glamorized through his eyes vividly on TV. Mesmerized by the likes of these self-proclaimed G's, fantasized himself to be the fat rat stacking cheese. Armani khaki jeans when it used to be Lee's. No ties with Master Lock, but now speaking of keys, being seized overseas in big barrels and crates, but negated to relate, he never been out of state. Now consume the false logic plus the toxic fumes, out of tune, and I was soon to do. Gnome they plume, better known as Big Willie. Now don't that sound silly? Favorite catchphrase, keep it real, but not really. Still he making ends without an end. Pushing up a Jeep, a Lex Coupe, Beamer, and the Benz. Pretends to be the baller down south, swinging momos. Back east, he lies about ties with mafioso. In Philly, Illinois, he rode a caddy sedan. And in Oak Town, he was the dorm one of San Fran and beyond, with his companion on the hip. In a Friday night drive down the strip.
It's a trip. Look inside the ride, MC number 9, by side, sipping Cristal wine. Try her best to look fine, wasn't really worth the time. Just an imitation of Will's fraud state of mind. Caught me by surprise, but then I read between the lines. Heard through the grapevine, number 5, wrote your rhymes. Check the signs, see the decline of income. Going out for the crumb, your style still dumb.
Number 10 was the label made of number 8 and 9. Whining like a biatch, and bottom line, couldn't rhyme. Shining in the limelight, but couldn't rhyme tight. No originality, strictly sound bites. Downright about the worst that I heard burst to burst. Every word was a curse to the ear. Preferred not to hear in his soul, but no choice but to listen on. His LP wasn't even worth pissing on. Dancing the jig and thinking he was Jiggy. Everybody's picking him to be the next, but he was overshadowed by the face in the camera. Number 11, his producer slash manager,
slash amateur, slash rapper, slash actor, slash tapper, the hit song jacker, new non-factor, turned playboy when he dropped the Craig Macca, making rap whacker, ain't mad at ya, but weekly you tempt me to pimp me, the new Jiggy on MTV, the magnum cum laude of my PhD. I was hating from the jump when you became an MC, trying to keep it real, without a trace of rap skill. At first, it was chill, but nice like overkill, one to build a rep of material objects. R&B niggas switching from rap to rock sets.
Yet once again, neither one saw the signs. Number 10, simple mind combined with simple rhymes to find the prime reason why we had to make it twice. You need to stop rocking ice, learn to rock a mic. I hope my words come as a shock. Get off your own job, probably why everybody's taking shots. Now it's all about the Benjamins, but I'm calling out your feminine strut. Plus it wasn't a surprise that 11 had to capitalize off the late great number 8's sudden demise. Cut the lies that he tried to keep it honest, talking about flossing when he should have seen the orthodontist. Making promises that he wasn't fulfilling, people by the million saying they wasn't feeling him. I'm guessing all the hype like William started killing them, dealing in the same fate as the late friend. Once again, there you have it, 11 MCs laid to rest.